This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Christy McPherson has been a professional golfer now for more than a decade, and last month, she, along with some of her fellow players, traveled to Zambia in Africa. It is a pleasure to welcome Christy McPherson back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Christy.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Tell me how the Africa trip came about and how you got involved with going on the trip.
The charity is Golf for Africa, and Betsy King, Hall of Famer from LPGA, started the charity some 10 years ago. And she's been going over to Africa and trying to get some girls from LPGA to go over there and help bring clean water to communities in Africa. And, you know, I've played Betsy's charity golf tournaments 2 a year for the last 5 or 6 years. And every time she shows a video and, you know, you get all the kids, and 1,600 kids die a day over there for the lack of clean water. And I'm thinking 1,600 a day, that's just, you can't even fathom that number. And so, and she asked every year if I would go over there. And finally, Julie Inkster had been over there a couple of years ago, and she's like, K-Mac, you got to go. And, you know, this year I said, I don't care what I'm doing. I'm going to Africa. So, and it was the best decision I've made. So it was I've been on a lot of cool trips for golf and been to a lot of really cool countries, but this is the best trip I've ever been on. It's unbelievable.
What were your expectations going over there?
Well, you know, you don't really know. I mean, you're going over there, and like I said, you see videos, and you see the villages, and you know that they're poor, and they don't have a whole lot, and, you know, people are walking up to 15 miles one way to go get water, and then walking back, carrying it back, you know, and do that up to 3 times a day, which is, you know, obviously sun up, sun down, and it's just crazy, because you know all these stories, but until you go over there, and you see it, like, you don't know what poor really is. You know, you go over there and you're like, I knew they had nothing, but when you go over there and you see that they really have nothing, but they think they have the world. Like, they just, they have each other, they have, you know, now they got clean water, and they just think that they got the best life there ever is. And, you know, it's just, you can't really know what to expect getting over there until you get over there and you get to see where they live and you get to see their lifestyle, and you just think, wow, it's, you know, so different than what we have in the U.S. and they have so much, you know, less over there, and but they're so much more appreciative of everything they do have over there.
So where does Betsy get the water?
So, well, Betsy King, they do their fundraisers for their golf tournaments, and to provide a well for a community of usually 250 to 300 people, it's $15,000. So she'll raise, Golf for Africa has committed in the last 2 years to raise money to support 117 new wells, which is, I'll let you do the math on that one. So it's 117 times 15,000 a pop. So Betsy's doing a lot of fundraising. And then they'll go, and World Vision, who works for Golf for Africa, will go and they'll drill the well, and then the community will have the well for generations to come. So now their goal is to get a well within 15 minutes of walking that will provide clean water. And so some communities still have to do some walking, but they can save a lot of time not walking as far as they used to have to walk, and they have clean water, and so they're not getting as many as waterborne diseases that they had in the past, which has caused so many of the deaths before 5 years old. So,
tell me about somebody you met that you will never forget.
There's so many. I mean, we spent 5 days in the villages, so many of the kids that I met, just, you know, I'll never forget all the kids. And, you know, I can go run off all their names, but one of the ladies that I really will never forget is actually Irene. Was one of the ladies that was with us had a sponsored child, and we went to visit the sponsored child and her family. And Irene was the mother, and from the time our car, you know, pulled up into their driveway, she grabbed my hand. She kissed, I bet she kissed me 200 times, and she never let go of my hand for the hour and a half we were there. And she, I probably got 500 hugs, and she just, I mean, just loved having us there. And she cried, and she just kissed you, and then cries more, and kissed you, and then so happy that, that you were there just visiting, that somebody took the time to visit. And we took, you know, a couple of soccer balls and a couple of just little things that, you know, we take for granted over here, but they think you're just giving them everything there. And, but, you know, Irene just, she has five kids, she and her husband, and, you know, she just takes care of her family, and she goes and she has a bike that actually Debbie had given her, and she donates it to everybody in the community, lets them use it to go up to the health clinic if they need to the market if they need to. Like, she's just, you know, the all-American woman in that community, and just, you know, just the welcome that she gave us and the way that she made us feel loved just for going to spend an hour and a half with her was just, you know, I'll never forget Irene or Anna, who was the little girl that we went to visit, and just the joy that they had. Just, I mean, it's something that, you know, we don't see enough of here, but it's, you know, a feeling that, that I'll always, always remember.
We're talking with Christy McPherson here on the Augusta Golf Show. Did through the years, did they know anything about the game of golf? Does anybody try and show them anything?
Oh, no. We don't take golf clubs. We don't. There's no no golf involved with that. But, you know, they don't even know what we do.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even know Betsy King, who is a Hall of Famer. You know, they know the name. They know that, you know, what that she has raised money through golf, but they have no idea who she is or what golf is. And, you know, even the World Vision staff who comes with us, they don't even know, you know, what we do. It's just, you know, they're very appreciative, you know, of the golf tournaments that Betsy has to raise the money. But, you know, there's no golf involved. You're as far away from a golf course as you can imagine. And, you know, you're not thinking anything about being on a golf course at the time. But, you know, they could have LeBron James walk in. They could have Michael Jordan. They could have, you know, Derek Jeter, whoever, and they would have no idea who that is. They would just be just as happy to see them come in there and visit as they are us.
How are you different?
How am I different?
Now, having gone.
Well, I mean, I think that obviously perspective of things over here, perspective has changed. You know, I think Golf for Africa is a charity that I want to support for a long time because you can see what it's doing to the communities over there and the people over there. But, you know, over here, and I told, you know, my buddy this that was with me, like, we think it's a bad day when Chick-fil-A is closed on a Sunday, you know, and that's the worst thing that, you know, we can expect over here. And, you know, just to put things in perspective and to realize that, you know, we focus a lot on what we don't have, and over there they always focus on what they do have. And I think that's a good way to bring it back to the U.S. and really just realize how lucky we are over here to get to live in the best country there is.
Minute or so we have left. Let me talk to you about golf for a second. Tell me the status of your golf game. What is your status, and what are your expectations for this year?
My golf game has not been the best.
Yeah.
I went back to Q school for the first time in 10 years, and that did not play well there. So next year I'll still have some low status on the LPGA, so I'll get in a few events there and try to, you know, get in some early and get reshuffled and get into more. But I plan on playing pretty much a full year on the Metro Tour, and which, you know, after being on LPGA for 9 full seasons, it's you know, not ideal, but I think it'll be good for me to kind of get back out there and learn how to compete again and hopefully get out of my own way and just get back to playing golf instead of getting on the LPGA and you know, putting so much pressure on myself week in and week out of just trying to keep my card.
It's funny sometimes how it all kind of comes together. You making this trip, you getting a different perspective, and now, you know, going back a little bit and taking a step backward to make a couple of steps forward.
You know, sometimes you have, I mean, in the last few years, you know, I've been fighting some injuries, and the last few years on the LPGA haven't been the best, but, you know, sometimes you just need to see good golf, and I think a good golf, a good week on the Symetra Tour is a lot better than a tough week on the LPGA Tour, and so, you know, I think just to, like I said, get out of my own way and just remember how to play golf instead of getting out there and just, you know, just thinking way too much on the golf course. I think it'll be a good thing in the end, and you know, I'm completely content with where I'm at and with my life and with my golf game, and I know that it's all gonna, you know, work out in the end.
She is Christy McPherson. I'm glad you made the trip. Congratulations on that. Good luck this year, and play well, and thanks for taking the time to do this. I always appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.